I'm Summer.
It's Haley.
And this is
Work-Life Woo. Work-Life Woo is on the road. Woo-hoo! So we are en route to Somerville. We are going to, where are we going?
We're going to the Canterbury Emporium.
Ooh, Canterbury Emporium. That sounds like it could be on The Good Witch.
Okay, so we are going to a metaphysical
shop.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to pop on while we're still in the car because this is a field trip episode. We are going to actually be walking in real life, not sitting and recording. So I'm excited. We haven't done this in a minute.
What was the word you said in last week's episode?
Astronomical, which is definitely a word. Thank you very much. I'm deeming it into the Urban Dictionary, and that
it really is like your take on the word astrological.
Nick was like, why did you even say that? I'm like, okay, first of all, chill for judging me.
Secondly,
yeah, no, and I think I was thinking like astrological, obviously, but then I think I was like economical. I have no idea. It was like a combination, and then yeah, llama, like astronomical.
All right, so we're outside of the Whiplash. Coming at you live outside of the Whiplash Pain Center, Moe's Deli and Smoke Shop, and Nola's Salon,
and Canterbury Emporium. We're setting the tone. It's going to be great. Okay, but we wanted, before we go in, to set the intention and read our Chani Tarot Card of the Week from our unofficial sponsors, Chani. So, Summer, without further ado, what's the card say?
We chose the Fool.
The Fool is this week's tarot card.
To honor Mercury as it stations direct in Leo and Venus as it enters Libra.
Mm-hmm.
The Fool is all about new beginnings, and this week's astrology helps us regain momentum and take initiative, especially in our artistic inklings and passion projects. This card permits us to start over, but also reminds us not to rush. For every talent you revitalize or create, creative endeavor you revisit, choose your next adventure carefully.
Ah. Oh my god, does it really say that? Choose your next adventure carefully?
No, literally.
Okay, great.
Yeah, here Haley, you may be raring to go, but the cosmic messenger, aka me, is still moving slowly and it wants to set the stage just right. And as Venus reboots your lust for life, balance it with a spirit of Libran collaboration. Okay, right now the only foolish move is believing you have to go it alone. Spoiler, you don't.
Oh. So I'm hearing a few things with this card. First, it's telling us to go inside because this is our passion project and it's saying to move forward with that. But then also it's saying, like, you know, you're kind of hesitant right now because this shop looks a little not what we were expecting, but you are not alone. So what I think we should do for our friends at home who are listening, I think we'll go in, we'll feel out, we'll scope out, we'll turn our mics on, just kind of like look at things. I'm going to look for oracle cards and just like low key, not be like so oblivious or so obvious. Yeah. Okay. We are in and it smells so good in here.
I know.
Okay, so we just walked in and there's a bunch of beautiful crystals and so many books, Summer.
I know, I'm excited.
She's going straight for the books. What crystal did you get the last time?
I got citrine. Well, you got that.
Oh, I got the citrine, yeah, for you.
I want to get some incense.
Incense are always good. Actually, I want to look. I'm going to go back to the oracle cards. Well, I'll wait for you. This was the bug I was envisioning today. That's so crazy.
Well, that's so cool.
Yeah.
What is
like
this?
A June bug. So there's like these packs of crystals. There's Sagittarius, Pisces, a lot of Aquariuses. Ooh, enhance the third eye gemstone.
Ooh, prosperity gemstone kit. Look how pretty.
Oh my gosh, it's so pretty.
Oh, those are cool.
Scorpio. Let's okay. See. Red jasper, smoky quartz, and sodalite. Sodalite.
Supports their deep thinking and connect to their intuition. Brings peace and helps them understand themselves better.
Oh my gosh, citrine again.
Mm-hmm.
Green jade and tiger eye. I have all of those. They're so cute. What woo-woo stuff have you been doing this week?
Well, I pull my card.
Mm-hmm. Did you pull a card today?
Yeah. I pulled a good one this week. I saved it to my phone. I'll read it.
So you were saying I should get an oracle deck today.
Mm-hmm.
Which one should we get?
Ooh, this one's pretty.
Mm-hmm. So big.
It is big. But look how pretty the cards are. It's the Feminine Wisdom Oracle Deck.
Discover the divine feminine energy that exists within us all. Did you ever go to like shops like this in Asheville?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a, oh, look how cute. It's so little.
It's little a tarot, tarot deck.
Yeah, there's a really good one in Asheville. We'll have to go. I think I told you about it. It's like Asheville Pagan Store, but they recently changed the name. It used to be Crow and Quill.
Huh. I was listening to a podcast the other day. I can't remember who it was talking about. They went to a, oh, I think it was Hillary Burton. I was listening to her. They went to like a shop in Salem and it was like an entire like witch shop basically, but like in the home good sense. So it was like a bunch of herbs, a bunch of like very holistic woo-woo-ness.
Oh, that's cool.
It was really cool. And I was like, oh my gosh, I want to go to Salem, which is one place that's definitely on my bucket list.
You know, that would be a fun trip for work life woo.
Oh my gosh, tarot for kids.
I know, it's all that.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, so this one is a 45 oracle cards and guidebook set. The Secret Language of Light. And that sounds cool. And so step into the wonder of light through the inspired insight, radiant work.
See, I like, so the cards themselves might not be this big. It might just be the book.
Right. Oh, okay. That makes sense. It's kind of cool. Let me get this one.
Okay.
So far, I like this. So yeah, it's like a nice little gift shop that we're in. And like I said, there's cards, there's tarot, or I'm sorry, there's books, there's crystals, there's incense.
Oh, look at all the crystals in the case.
Oh, yeah, look at all the incense. Do you know, so the chakras each have like scents attached to them. Do you feel, have you done any look into like your chakras and like what's blocked and stuff?
I think, well, remember the purple.
Oh, the purple is your crown chakra.
Yeah. And then what is your like heads?
Your sacral. Well, there's root and then your sacral. Okay. So for the crown chakra, you should do cedarwood, frankincense, and basil.
Ooh.
Which I love frankincense. Mm-hmm. Like it just always smells so good.
Okay.
You can also do iris, lotus, clary sage. There's cedar. That was weird. I looked up and literally just saw it. I wonder what it smells like.
So basil, cedar, it said cedar and frankincense.
Mm-hmm. So these are, oh, interesting. These are $1.75.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
They're all like for different things too.
Okay.
So yeah. They also have like labels on them for different things.
Oh, cool.
You see, like, so like this one has money on it.
Mmm. Pine.
I bet that smells good.
Yeah. Sometimes pine gives me headaches. Oh, patchouli. I freaking love patchouli.
I'm probably going to get some.
Yeah, that's like my... Wait, let me smell it too.
You can smell it. It smells good.
I'll pick out my own that calls to me. Oh, what about magnolia? Did you get sandalwood?
No, I got patchouli. Here.
Oh, okay. She's the patchouli whisperer. What's this one? Mmm. Oh, some. They have Palo Santo, too.
Ooh.
I've never seen it in incense form.
Should we get a pack and split it?
Sure. Oh, they do tarot card readings here.
I saw that.
That's cool. So, like she was saying, she lights, like, spell or chime candles, and they all just kind of, like, melt together over time. And we'll take a picture so that we can post it.
The Encyclopedia of Magical Herbs.
Mm-hmm. That's the stuff that, like, I was saying, like, Hillary Burton is, like, super into.
Mm-hmm. Astrology and the authentic self.
Mm-hmm. The essence of the birth chart.
Ooh.
Witches and pagans. Paranormal paganism. Interesting. The House Witch. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's a cute book.
This is so pretty. Your complete guide to creating a magical space with rituals and spells for hearth and home. Interesting. This is by Erin Murphy Hiscock.
This is similar to the book that you have, right? Or no, you just color the cards?
Yeah, so mine is like, yeah, the actual cards are in the book, and then you like pop them out after you're done coloring them.
Pro tip, jumping cards are cards that seem to leap out of your deck as you are shuffling. The more you practice, the more you will learn when a card jumps the deck versus when it's just a fumble.
Ooh.
Jumping cards hold special significance and often carry messages of importance. I like this book. So I guess it's like a way to study them.
Yeah, I guess so. Interesting. Past, present, and future. I know everyone reads cards so differently.
Mm-hmm.
I still am on a hunt for like an aura reading book.
Well, this is by a local author.
Oh, cool. All right, let me look through these books. Tell me if you see anything about like
aura.
Color auras. Yeah. Reiki energy medicine. Let's see. Crystals. Ooh, Irish fairy tales.
Aww.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's a pretty book.
Oh, it is. Okay. This is so cool.
I don't see.
No, I don't either. I'm not kidding you, though. Today, we need to look up. Is this a dune? What is it? A June bug?
A June bug.
June bug. Know. Do you know what June bugs are?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to look it up. Let's see. Because today, I was talking in my meeting about, like, if your brand was an animal, what would that be? And she said, I think I would be like a small bug. And I immediately, aww, that came to mind.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, is it a June bug?
June beetle.
Oh, a June beetle. Okay. Metallic green. Okay. A June bug symbolizes transformation, rebirth, and regeneration. They're often seen as a sign of luck and good fortune, as well as a reminder to embrace change and growth in one's life.
Oh,
cool. And then it goes into like it being... Junebug as a power animal provides protection, especially during times of transition or when facing obstacles. They imbue their followers with strength and resilience to overcome challenges and emerge victorious. If you see a Junebug, be a reminder to embrace change and transformation in your life. It can also signal a period of growth and renewal, urging you to trust in the process and have faith in the journey ahead. I'll just send this to my friend.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Because that was like immediately what came up.
Here's some more books.
Oh, yeah. Pop Goes the Witch.
The Powerful Juju, The Fortune Teller's Guide to Success.
We should just pick a random witchy book to do for book club.
That's cute. Okay.
That is cool. So Summer just opened up to a page that said, go ahead.
We really need an office.
And we always talk about getting an office together.
And the answer was, yes, you do.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you want any more candles?
I don't know. I haven't looked at them yet. I don't think nothing that I need right now.
Ooh.
What?
Look.
Oh, I know. The selenite wands. Those are crazy big.
We have one at home that Austin got whenever he was younger and didn't even know. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I always keep one in my car. I think we talked about this. Oh, they've got like soaps and oh my gosh, so much sage. That's so cool. Oh, look at these little perfume bottles or like potion bottles.
So whenever Maple... I only found one of Maple's teeth that she lost as a puppy.
Oh.
I only found one.
Yeah.
I put it in a little bottle.
Little bottle.
And I have it on our mantle.
I have all of Stevie's.
All of them?
I think so. I mean, I didn't like count them, but.
I don't understand.
I mean, the ones she didn't swallow.
Yeah.
You know.
Maple, I only found one ever.
I don't know. You ready to check out?
Yeah.
Okay. So we are going to wrap up and check out. And
stay tuned.
Stay tuned. So we got back in the car. We are now on our way to another metaphysical shop. That was an experience. We were just chatting about life and work and woo, of course. And so we were just talking about like being in alignment and how like when you truly are in alignment with what you're supposed to be doing, things start to happen. And we've talked about this a lot. Okay, now proceed.
Yeah.
Manifestation.
So during book club, a friend of ours brought up I don't know how to say his name.
I don't know either.
Eckhart Tolle,
yeah.
I believe. Eckhart Tolle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to watch like a video of some of the things that his book talks about. And then I also have been introduced to this manifestation coach. And basically they both practice a form of manifestation called surrender manifestation, which is first finding your why behind manifestation. So instead of saying like, I'm manifesting money, I'm manifesting marriage, love, whatever, like these more like egotistical kind of like just vague reasoning, to dive into your why, which, you know, like is so many things that, like, are why we talk about the why so
all
much
the time. I'm just thinking about how much I focus on that with branding.
Yeah. So surrender manifestation is basically like finding the why and the purpose behind the things you want to manifest, and not coming from a egotistical perspective, but coming from a place of like, could this better me? Am I aligned with this?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll use this example.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to my therapist, which I've thought about sending her our podcast. So,
oh my gosh, you should.
Shout out. I don't
dude, care. all of my podcast people shout out their therapists. Mine's Nancy. Love you, Nance. You're amazing. My woo-woo queen. Okay, well, that second shop was closed. So
this has been an adventure.
We're going to just like carpool karaoke it. But okay, proceed to what you were saying.
Speaking with my therapist, and I told her how I did a vision board workshop, and she was like, well, tell me some of the things on your vision board. So I read off some things to her, and she was just like, she had no reaction. She wasn't impressed by any of it. And she was just kind of like,
oh,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But it for a reason. So, and then I told her about a piece of it, which was, it was a huge, I'll just share. It was a huge dining table, on my vision board. And actually, ironically, I have no idea why I put it on there. Like, I don't really know the significance of it other than connection and like people
mm-hmm.
is so important to me. And so the picture really spoke to me. And so I put it on the board. And again, I didn't know the reason. I just like loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I told her about that, she like lit up.
Aww.
And she was like, Summer, of everything you told me about on your vision board, that was the only thing that stuck out to me. And she was like, why, like, what does that picture, what significance does that picture have?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, connection. And she was like, you know, that, so what you're currently doing is for the other things. What you should be doing is for that thing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's so powerful. Like, such a piece of clarity.
Right. Especially after doing the whole surrender
mm-hmm.
manifestation workshop, because it spoke to me so heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like basically all of these like shallow, which they didn't feel shallow, but
mm-hmm.
all of these shallow things you're manifesting aren't helping you align with your goals and your greater purpose in life.
Right.
And reminder to the people, when you are your most aligned self is actually when all of the other things will fall into place.
Yep. You don't need to worry about all the other stuff. You just need to worry about what you can control and what you know about yourself. And all the other stuff will figure itself out.
Eckhart Tolle also says that, like, he basically reminds people that, like, life is just fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, what is happening right now isn't going to be happening tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. That's so true.
So, what do you think?
I love that. I need to. So, what was his book that Michelle was talking about? Do you remember?
Oh, no.
Okay. But I think we'll read him for book club, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're going to do it next month, I think.
Yeah.
And Michelle said to read it and not listen to the audiobook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That makes sense. I agree with that. I think there is like so much like validity to that whole thing. Like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, do we just sound like super hippie right now? We're like, yeah, man, whatever, man, like, it's gonna be fine. But it really is, like, one way or another, like, you're gonna move forward, as you know, as long as you're alive, right?
And even afterlife.
And even afterlife, even better.
Yeah.
Right.
I love that.
Well, I am excited for fall to be here almost, and I'm getting into like the witchy spirit. You're not?
I hate fall. No, I don't hate fall. I just hate when it starts getting cold.
Oh, it's like not cold here though.
Yeah, I'm shocker. Summer is my favorite season.
Mm-hmm.
Which that was manifested for me.
So on brand for you.
But
mm-hmm.
I do enjoy, it's funny, I do enjoy like the feeling of when the seasons change. Like, it feels mm-hmm. like you're shedding skin and like
it does.
Moving to the next phase of.
Yeah. Seasons are beautiful. I keep jumping around, but what did you think of the shop? Because we didn't get to chat about it.
It was cute. I think they had a like cute selection of stuff.
They had a lot in there.
Yeah, it was small, but it was packed full.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, love these stores. I just want to spend my every single day at them.
Mm-hmm.
Such good energy.
Mm-hmm.
How do they stay open?
I don't know. I really don't.
Like, we very well could have been the only shoppers there today.
Yeah, I know. And everything there was very reasonably priced.
Yeah.
Like, it was nice.
Maybe tarot.
Maybe with tarot. Yeah, I was thinking maybe private readings and stuff.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, they were really sweet. Very nice people. And I want to recap what you ended up getting. Because we both got patchouli incense, which took me a minute to find. I got oracle cards. And then we both are going to split this Palo Santo in scent box. But then you got, I'm excited for your little pack of crystals, right?
Yeah.
Can I read what those are again?
Yeah.
So Raven's Ritual Remedies, the Prosperity Gemstone Kit is what it's called. So gemstone specifically aligned with the above situation. Citrine is believed to give confidence to move forward with monetary endeavors as it works with the solar plexus chakra. Green jade, known as the prosperity magnet, can help promote calm, clear thinking to manifest monetary gains. Tiger eye, often used for good luck and fortune, can aid us with strength and determination to go after our dreams. So, and then choking hazard can cause with pets and children. Good to know.
Good to know.
I love this. I'm always, citrine is my, like I said, little sunshine, my little sunshine stone, and I can't get enough of it. So it gives me so much joy whenever people get it.
And there was a Scorpio. So there were like crystals by signs.
Yeah.
And then there were also just like random packs. Mm-hmm. And I picked that one up. And so I just felt like it was meant for me.
Yeah. No, I definitely think it called to you. I can't believe I didn't get any crystals. I just realized that.
Oh, yeah.
I guess none were really calling to me. Like that one time we were at, we went to a different crystal shop in Mount Pleasant. And there was like one crystal that was really calling out to me, but I had no, I did not relate to it. Do you remember this? I was like, yeah. I don't know why this is like, I'm picking this up. Like, I just keep coming back to it, but I have no like personal connection. And then it dawned on me and I was like, oh, it's for Nick. Like,
yeah.
It was all about exactly what he was talking to me about with his intuition that at that time. And I was like, okay. So Nick, it's the fancy, pretty crystal. It's the most expensive one we now own.
I was just thinking about how we should ask her, that shop owner, if we could interview her.
I know.
Because we really liked her, too.
Yeah. Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she would be great. She was really nice. The one in Mount Pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. So we decided to do this, like, metaphysics shop episode because our producer, Carly, suggested it. And so, you know, it's a good one. And you guys get some laughs out of us, like quietly trying to shop and narrate our shopping.
I think you get a good understanding of our personalities.
Yeah, I think so.
Which Haley is like bold. No, I can be bold.
You are.
Except for when I feel.
I think I have a little bit more like effort energy.
Yeah.
And you're more like conservative in terms of like worrying about what others are going to feel.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you don't want to inconvenience anyone.
Yeah.
Which makes sense for you.
Yeah.
But I think that's, we rub off on each other with those things, which is, I think, good.
Haley forced me against my will to do this.
I did. She was not happy.
But I definitely feel like we have more that we could add to this episode, but.
Well, how do you feel about it now that we did it?
Oh, I feel like I'm glad that it's over.
Oh my gosh.
No, okay. It felt good. I'm excited to like go home and like I'm thinking that we like light some incense.
Yeah.
We do a card pull.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we maybe do a meditation.
Yeah, we should do that.
I haven't taken a brain break at all this week.
Yeah, and we're getting together tonight and doing a girls' night. And just like, oh wait, we have to get pizza.
Yeah, and Stevie.
And Stevie, we'll let Stevie out. So, but again, we hope you guys enjoyed this. And it's a little bit, you know, off the cuff, not really our norm thing. But we'll definitely be doing a few more of these. And summer, we'll do different spots so that you're a little bit more comfortable. Maybe not a store again.
Well, work life.
Woo!
Lots of woo this week.
Yeah. Hopefully everyone's weeks are going well. And what's your intention for the week?
Well, I'm just happy to be out of retrograde.
Heck yeah.
Retrograde, Gatorade.
Get hydrated.
What about you?
my intention for the week is to, what's that saying? Keep calm, whatever on. Live, laugh, love. I'm going to keep calm and
carry on.
Carry on. Thank you. Carry on. That is the intention for the week. So however that needs to happen, like burning these incense or doing yoga or doing meditation, that's what the intention is for the week. Because it's been a crazy time, which has been good. And I appreciate it. But yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Premonition?
Yes, with Sandra Bullock.
So the little town that I was born in, or not born in, but like grew up somewhat in.
Okay.
In Louisiana is called Old City.
Mm-hmm.
And parts of that were filmed there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And I just thought about it because I was driving. Well, anyways. Yeah.
So random. Okay.
But no, yeah. It's a good movie. Okay. So whenever I was driving, I was thinking about how in Premonition, how she saw the accident happen before it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was a crazy movie.
It was a crazy movie. That was a good movie. We watched that actually in a tiny house in Bend, Oregon.
What?
Yep. We rented it from Blockbusters. Wait, what? This is creepy. We rented it from the very last Blockbuster that's open in Bend, Oregon. Really? Yeah, that was the movie we rented.
Wow. Wait, why is that so crazy though?
Because you brought it up. How random is that? And then like the fact that that was the movie that I watched from the one movie we rented from the Blockbuster that's left over in the world.
Wow.
I don't know. It's just weird.
Really?
It was very good.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening and support your local metaphysics shops wherever you are. There are some everywhere because, you know, girls got to get her crystals on. Go Google it. Go grab a friend. Go check it out. Maybe get your palm read or do a tarot card reading or something fun. And yeah, we're on spooky season is upon us. So summer teen, it's summer teen right now.
What does that mean?
Summer Halloween.
Oh.
So does that make you feel better? Sure. About your season?
Okay. I'm just tired of it being forced on me when it's still 90 degrees.
Oh, my God. I'm going to force it on you.
Are we fighting?
Yeah, we are. That's fine. All right. Should we mic cheers? Thanks for listening. Have a good week. Subscribe.
Like.
Tell us how you what you think about it. And we will see you. Talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.